You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Media giant Stuff have issued a public apology to Aotearoa for the way they've historically and contemporarily portrayed Māori and Māori issues. Editorial director Mark Stevens admitted in an editorial on Monday that the monoculture nature of Stuff journalism has not served New Zealand well in the past, claiming that coverage of Māori issues range from racist to blinkered and that they will do better in the future. I spoke to Carmen Parahi, Potiaki editor for Stuff, about how monocultural journalism has hurt Māori and how Stuff plans to improve following the historic move. Firstly, I asked her how the media have historically and contemporarily portrayed Māori and Māori issues.
So our project team, we had a remit which was just to look at our history and find out what we would find there about how we've covered Māori historically and now. And when we looked back, what we found is that the news media in New Zealand was set up during the very heavy colonial period when many settlers were coming to New Zealand. So all of our newspapers were set up by settlers for settlers. And what that did was that it had a very strong British view of New Zealand and how it was being set up during that colonisation period. Although colonisation continues today, it's not something that belongs in the past, it is still current. And what we found is that the papers would support the settler perspective on all issues and would then back settler interest on all issues. So although they were set up to hold the power to account, which is excellent because that's what journalism is there for, what they would do when there was a Māori and Crown issue around land settlement, around Ngā Pākanga or Te Whenua, the New Zealand land wars, was they would side with the Crown and the authority against Māori. And so what we found over time was that those trendles of supporting settler interests continue up until today. And so what we found is Māori, our voices, our stories, our history, was marginalised. We found overt racism. We found social stigma. Examples of how we supported social stigma, particularly around criminality of Māori. Māori as activists and haters and wreckers and all those things. So a negative portrayal of Māori constantly and consistently over 163 years. And that helped form public opinion around who Māori are.
Yeah, so that's what I sort of want to get into now. How have these portrayals historically impacted Māori, and how have these portrayals influenced public opinion towards Māori issues?
Personally, as a Māori woman, I know generationally it's caused a lot of mamai, a lot of hurt, because we haven't had a voice to balance up the perspective of the news media. So we haven't been able to say to Aotearoa, we're better than that, we are more than what the news media is portraying us as. And that's been the problem, is that lack of balance. And we got that time and time again from people we spoke with through the project. They don't mind, Māori don't mind journalism because it's really important to hold people to account. The problem is there was no balance and fairness, which are the principles of journalism. The Māori weren't able to let the world know who they are more than what the media was portraying them as.
So when Māori see themselves as, you know, as the media has tended to portray them, does this have a negative impact on how Māori view themselves?
Absolutely. So we've been told over time, a good Māori is a Māori that is like us, like the settler, the Pākehā, right? And that's how we've been told to be. That was also part of the legacy of some of our Māori leaders as well. So what happened, particularly after World War II, is we began to change. We dropped using te reo Māori. We stopped being proud of who we are as a people. We began to become whakamā about who we were because all we were seeing was this negative portrayal about us. And so what would happen also is that the media would use their opinions, their editorials, their voices, the letters to the editor to paint a picture, Māori against Māori. And they would pit Māori against Māori. And we'd been doing that historically since the time of the New Zealand Land Wars, because they would write about the excellent Māori who were fighting with the Crown against Māori. And that, again, is another trend or another legacy that has continued to this time. Now, what I've got to say is that our reporting has improved over time. So we are getting more and more perspectives into our reporting. We're changing it so it's less adversarial, because that has been one of the issues around news reporting, is that we've always been adversarial. We're very critical, we're analytical, and that's what we're supposed to be, but sometimes that can be a negative portrayal of stuff. So we have improved. I really do want to let people know that our journalism in New Zealand is really, really good. We have issues, and we have to get better at representing all people of New Zealand.
And so Stuff editorial director Mark Stevens the other day issued a public apology and, quote, a commitment to do better in the future. What does a commitment to do better look like for Stuff in resolving historic inequities that Māori have faced for generations, and how will these changes influence your reporting?
Well, this is part of the challenge for us, is how do we do this? We've already made steps prior to the apology being issued. And some of those steps are creating the Potiaki section, the Potiaki editor's job, putting different people in different places, creating diversity in our workforce, ensuring we have diversity, particularly in editorial. We have a strong Pākehā representation in our newsrooms, which is fine. We also need other people to come in and be representative as well, and all levels of editorial, from journalists right up to our top and senior executives. So we started looking at ways of training, how we get people in to become journalists, because what we have found is our journalism schools are struggling to find diversity as well. So now we notice that we have to look outside the square and find people everywhere to become journalists and great writers. These things are easily done, but we just need to make an effort to do that. So diversity in our workforce is really important. Diversity in our thinking, so we change our perspective. So one of the findings we had was we have a very monocultural perspective, because we have so many Pākehā in all levels of our newsrooms. So we actually have to help our people change their perspective so it's more multicultural, so that they can include all voices and know that if I'm going to do a big feature, I have to have a range of views, from female, different gender views, different ethnicity views, different socioeconomic views. So there's all these things that we can do to help support our declaration as well. Mm. We did this with great intent and integrity, right? So we worked really hard to speak to iwi before we launched our project, so we're able to try to connect with different iwi all over the country, and that's actually been wonderful. And since Monday, we've had some amazing experiences. Some of our newsroom, it's just incredible, but that's their stories to tell, and I hope one day they will tell some of the stories and the amazing reactions that the public has given them. Fantastic.
Why is it so important that these changes are made? Why is it so important that we have a multitude of voices from all walks of life?
The newsrooms are there to represent the public. We see ourselves as being the voice of the public. Well, if our voice is monocultural, how can we be the voice of the whole community? And so it's important that we ensure that we speak for everyone. So in our findings, what we've found is that wherever, and this is contemporary as well as in our distant past, was that when there are issues around, for Māori, land claims issues of of criminality and fairness and stuff like that, we would always take the Crown's perspective, not realising that we were doing this.
And so my final question, is this recognition of historic and current journalistic bias something you personally want to see from other media outlets as well as Stuff?
Absolutely. But we can't speak for other people. I'm a firm believer of mana mutuhake, which is everyone has their own self-determination. We're on our own waka. We've got lots of work to do with our own people and our own ways of doing things. I'm excited about this time because actually what this means is excellence in journalism. So we're changing the dynamics of how we do journalism, and it's going to be innovative and new and original. And this is the exciting part of it, is that yes, we've stuffed up in the past. We're really bloody sorry about that, because I know personally it's hurt me, my whānau, generationally. And that's the issue here, is that it's generations of Māori who have been hurt by the news media. And the news media never ever taking stock of its actions. So it was never deliberate. There was no great conspiracy by all the news media of New Zealand to do this to Māori. But because they've never taken stock of their own behaviours and the way they've shaped the views of the public, it's been allowed to happen for a long, long time. Where corrections need to be made now, we make them immediately and we write that onto stories. Where we've had issues, we create logs for that, for people to see that. We've made our Stuff editorial codes of ethics and practices. We've made that public as well. And we've got our charter, which is based on the Treaty of Waitangi now, which is fantastic. I love that. But it's also based on equity and climate change and also editorial independence. That's out there in the public.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.